This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. A federal grant to support Colorado students with mental health challenges is canceled. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Colorado would have received $1.5 million each year for 5 years to confront the state's critical shortage of school mental health counselors. Congress set aside $1 billion in grants after a teenage gunman killed nearly two dozen people in Texas. But the Trump administration said the grants were not advancing administration priorities. It didn't like that some of the grants aimed to increase the number of counselors of color. Colorado education officials said they are deeply disappointed with the decision. Rates of anxiety and depression in youth began spiking during the pandemic and remain high. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado lawmakers have passed a measure to make Uber and Lyft rides safer. The bill now goes to Governor Polis, but it's unclear whether he will veto it. Uber has threatened to leave Colorado if it becomes law, and Polis says he wants to make sure the company continues to operate here. Democratic Representative Jenny Wilford is the bill's lead sponsor. She says she was sexually assaulted by a Lyft driver last year.
Governor, I beg you, stand with survivors, not just in words, but in law. Sign this bill.
If it does become law, the measure would require rideshare companies to give drivers and passengers the option of audio and video recording each trip. It would also prevent drivers from offering food and drink and give passengers the right to sue drivers or the company in some cases, rather than go through arbitration. Law enforcement agencies have uncovered a drug distribution network that sprawled from Westminster to Oregon and Mexico. In several drug busts, investigators found more than 100 pounds of fentanyl, along with cocaine, heroin, and guns. At least 13 people in Colorado are facing criminal charges. This is CPR News and KRCC.